I'm not really into all that Elon Musk nonsense. And when you tell anybody that, who hasn't yet broken out of the Matrix, all right, they look at you all crazy. What? You don't think Elon Musk is a genius and that he should be allowed to get anyone he wants pregnant? And I should tuck him off a little bit? No. I know it sounds insane, but no, I don't think that. And their butt falls out a little bit, and their brain explodes a little bit. It really does. It's like pulling them, it's unplugging them, dude. It's giving them the red pill. When you let them know that there's folks out there who don't buy into the Elon Musk guy. Listening to The Obscure Curio. I, of course, if you can believe it, am your host, Scott Beowulf. And I am joined in the studio, as always, by my lovely producer, Roscoe, on the and the hoes. Today is Wednesday. Once again, my dudes, November 15th, 2020. Three. Today's episode is brought to you by... Whoa. Where the hell are you going? And I want to remind you that you are indeed listening to this month's free episode of the podcast. As always, you can listen to all episodes of the podcast and get early access to videos from See For Yourself, Discord access, and much, much more by going over to patreon.com/theobscurecurio. It's going to cost you about $1 a month, if you can believe that, if you can afford that. If you have any interest in it, mosey on over there, dude. It's a doozy. It's a hoot and a half. Hoot and a half. We've got, god damn, dude, all kinds of stuff to go over. I didn't want to be the one to tell you. But here we are, yet again. You know, once upon a time, I didn't have to sit back and go over things, dude. I wasn't even born yet. Better days. But not just anyhow. We got news, we've got items on the agenda, we've got things. Let's dive on into it. I don't know what you guys have been up to. I've been up to the usual. No good. If you will, and even if you won't, I've already done it. But I am on a little 30-day ban from the F, permanently banned from the T, now known as X. All right, I've been unplugged. I don't know much about what's been going on out there. I try to dive in here and there, get a little dose, daily dose of the what's happenings. But I can't bring myself to do it a lot of the time. The news is, it's morose, you know? It's just, it's unfathomable horrors, day after day. And I hate to see it. I've always hated to see it. Hot opinion coming in fresh off the presses from the Obscure Curio and related studios. Not a fan of bad things happening. Very, very hot take. I know what you're thinking. What do you consider bad things? Here's something. Shut the fuck up. All right? If I wanted to ask you, would have asked you. Holidays coming up. Sweet, sweet Thanksgiving holidays with all the food, All them winter holidays, the Christmas, the Hanukkah, the Kwanzaa. It's a pretty magnificent time to be had if you are the type to have a magnificent time. If you're in a position to have a magnificent time, that's really the name of the game, isn't it? That's the ball in the game. Human beings have done a lot with balls. I'm glad we picked ball and we said, God damn, dude, we could do a lot of games with this. All right, we can do the base ball. All right, we can do the basket ball. We can do the football. We can do other things. Tennis ball. Ping pong ball. Even board games, dude. Chinese checkers. It's all got balls, dude. It's crazy. The sphere. The sphere has taken us a long way. And now people want to say that basketballs are flat. The earth is flat. I don't know how to fucking read, dude. I don't give a shit if the world's flat. I don't care if it's upside down, if we're living inside of a cone. I don't care if we're living inside of a comb. A catacomb. A cat's comb. A cat that has cataracts, that owns a comb, and lives in a catacomb filled with honeycombs. Alright? I don't give a boop! Boop! Don't give one. What's this? An extra poop? You're giving it to me? Guess what? Throwing it away. Don't want it. Don't want to give it. Hope you guys understand that. Hope you guys can relate to that. A lot of things going on in society. Wars afoot. Couple wars going on. Gotta tell you, not my cup of tea. The whole war situation. It's kind of baby-fied to me. Kind of immature, childish. Dude, you're not agreeing with me on stuff, dude. We're gonna murder a buttload of people. Not the coolest idea in my book. Not a fan of murder. Don't know about you guys. Never have been. It's not in my wheelhouse. It's just not a genre of activity that I've ever been into. Could never vibe with it. I get why some people do it. I get why some people have done individual murders, but you go and murdering everybody over there. You're getting into some treacherous waters. That's all I'm saying. And I know what a lot of folks are saying right now. They're saying, dude, what are you, dumb? You got to do wars. If we didn't do wars, then how would we have freedom? Well, I say to that, I am rubber and you are glue. Okay? Dumbass. Stupid-ass motherfucker. The fuck are you talking about? You ignorant son of a bitch. You think you understand freedom? You cocksucker. You don't have a clue what you're talking about. You piece of filth. You trash-eating, barnacle-infested, dick marauder. Alright? Get a fucking clue. Read a fucking book. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm going to have to apologize for my behavior just a few minutes ago. I don't know what came over me, dude. I guess just a rage. Rage, it comes upon me like the waves and the tides, you know? It ebbs and it flows. Does a lot of ebbing. Sometimes a little more ebbing than flowing. Sometimes a little more flowing. Just depends on the actual tides. Cycle of the mood. The moon. Whatever, dude. It's already been established that I don't give a poop. Ohio, state of Ohio, just became the 24th state to legalize weed. Oh, sick, dude. Fucking hell yes, dude. Fucking hell yes, dude. Nice. That is fucking yes. That is sweet as hell, dude. That's some of the dopest shit I've ever fucking heard, dude. One state away from it being half the country. What are the federal government gonna, what are they gonna do? It's time to legalize it. Let the people smoke the crack cocaine. I agree with that. I really do. I think we should legalize all drugs. I actually think crack smoking should be mandatory. I think it humbles a man. I think at 18 years old, you should have to smoke crack for 6 weeks and then work a straight year of night shifts at your local Waffle House. All right. And then I think you should be given $1 million. That's just me. Elect me for president. Dude, I'll have this fucking ship spick and span in a matter of weeks. These dudes, they just, it's not, look, dude. I'm not saying, oh, the presidents are dumb. I'm so much smarter than every president that ever existed. It's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I can do a better job because I'm so much smarter and have better ideas. I'm saying I'd do a better job because I would have the intention of doing a good job in the first place. These motherfuckers don't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't want to fix the country. You stupid, pea-brained, fucking simpleton. It's time to fucking visit the library, dude. Get yourself a card. Make regular trips. Check out as many as you can, dude. Thumb through them. See what's been going on out there. It ain't good. It's never been good. Never will be good. Unless we do something good about it. Do you understand? Is any of this making fucking sense? We're 10 minutes into the show. And I can already tell. I don't know if this is going to work out. I don't know if it's going to work out. You and me were two different people. You know? We knew each other a long time ago. The version of me from then knew the version of you. But time, like the, you know, forces of gravity, allows things to drift apart as well as pull them together. Our moment of orbit has passed. A new version of me exists. New version of you exists. And they don't know each other. So how can I know you? How can you know me? How can anyone truly know anyone? Unless you study them constantly and consistently through the years. Study the ways they've grown. Let each version of you know a version of them. And compile it all. But even then, dude, what about the things that aren't seen, the things that are never spoken? Who knows, man? Who knows? Got my dick a little bit hard here. Can't be doing all that. So yeah, they legalized the weed. Big fan of that, and I'm glad they did it. Andy Beshear, reelected governor of Kentucky. I feel like if he's got a ball in his bag, he'll kick the stone along and go ahead and push that little measly medical marijuana bill they have it there aside and try to get recreational passed, man. Now, many of his constituents are going to fight this both tooth and nail, toenail. Disgusting. But, you know, got to make some moves. Got to make some business moves, dude. Got to straighten your tie and move about. Do something. If Kentucky became the 25th, that would really kind of be a tipping point, in my opinion, as far as legalization goes. He also has done some other good stuff for the state. You know, he's brought some industry there, which isn't, you know, we can go into how valuable that sort of stuff is overall, but if, you know, counting the way other people count, that's a good thing. Same with, you know, legalizing sports gambling. That's another half measure, in my opinion. And where I come from, half measures availed us nothing. So, I think you just go full tilt, legalize the gambling, legalize the marijuana, legalize prostitution. That's where you start, dude. And let's get the fucking party going. This shit ain't hard, bro. Like I said, I could fix this shit in a couple of weeks. Tops. In other news, like I said, war's on. They warring in Ukraine, dog. They warring over there in Palestine, dog. As two wars at the same time going on in the world. Okay? This ain't good. This is not acceptable. Really, truthfully, like, look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know enough about it to try to influence your opinion or even have a valid opinion of my own. All I'm saying is I don't like what I'm seeing out of any of it. It's just not my way of conducting myself. Not a fan of it. But shit really could pop off. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole on this episode. You'll have to visit the Patreon for that. And, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. We're not even that far removed from the last war we were actively in as a country. Pretty far removed from war happening on U.S. soil. But that could happen this time around, all right? They shouldn't be doing Bible wars, all right? Nobody should be actively trying to make a prophecy fulfill itself and bring about the end of the world. That, in my opinion, should be illegal. If you can go to jail for trying to build a bomb, right, even if that bomb never goes off and kills anybody, you can go to jail. You can go to jail just for buying bomb-making materials, all right? But you can't get arrested for actively pushing policies with the clear hopes that it brings about the biblical apocalypse and better than 95% of humanity dies terribly. That's not cool. Also, I don't think the big man upstairs would be into that. He decides when the apocalypse comes. You don't get to push the prophecy around. And I'm just speaking your language. That's all I'm saying. I just don't think it's the right way to go about things. But either way, even if it's not biblical, it's wars all over the world, all right? Shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. I thought we moved past this. I thought everybody was going to be cool from now on. It's like you can't go 5 minutes without fucking up, dude. Just chill the fuck out. We got so much cool shit we could get popping off if everybody just chills the fuck out and quits being fucking dipshits for 5 minutes. But no. No, we can't do that. People want to be like, oh, dude, this religion's cooler than this one. This economic policy's better than this one. White people are awesome. Da-da-da. Shut up. Everybody chill out, dude. I want to see what's on other planets. And I don't want Elon Musk to have soul rights to the goddamn planet when we get there. All right? Getting into real life shit, man. I'll go over what's been going on with me. We'll get back into some news. I did try to explain to a coworker. I work with this guy. I like him well enough. A little bit younger than me. About 26, 27. And he listens to a lot of the Rogue. You know, the Rojogan sort of stuff. And I don't have any problem with any of that sort of thing. I used to listen to all kinds of Joe Rogan, dude. My, you know, only issue is like a lot of people watch, and this is with any sort of entertainment, but especially news or opinion, political, sociological sort of shit that is the podcasting realm. People who listen or watch that shit like with no critical analysis, and they just think that, you know, it's just as bad as believing everything you read on the internet or see on TV. Just because somebody's on a podcast and says they're an expert or somebody holds some sort of position and says this or that doesn't mean you should not question it. Even scientists and all that, yes, you can question it. But don't think that just, you know, just because you're questioning means that you're right. Sometimes you can question and the surface explanation turns out to be true on some things. But either way, he watches this shit. I don't know how critically he analyzes it, but he was talking about watching the recent Elon Musk episode and a lot of interesting things Elon had to say. And I kind of had the misfortune of, you know, a lot of times I'll just be like, I'll hold my tongue. It's not my responsibility, nor my care or worry or desire to make somebody else feel the same way about anybody, anything that I do, but especially not like Elon Musk. I don't give a fuck if other people like him. But at the same time, it started to steer the way where I felt like he was clearly, he wasn't directly asking for an opinion, but he was leaving a space for input, for expected input in the conversation. So I had the misfortune of having to be like, look, I'm not really into all that Elon Musk nonsense. And when you tell anybody that, who hasn't yet broken out of the Matrix, all right, they look at you all crazy. What? You don't think Elon Musk is a genius and that he should be allowed to get anyone he wants pregnant? And I should suck him off a little bit? No. I know it sounds insane, but no, I don't think that. And their butt falls out a little bit, and their brain explodes a little bit. It really does. It's like pulling them, it's unplugging them, dude. It's giving them the red pill. When you let them know that there's folks out there who don't buy into the Elon Musk guy. But he was, I would say, more intrigued at my reasons than he was taken aback. So I had the displeasure of having to tell him. And then when you give your reasons for something, there's kind of two ways you can give it. You can give it blase blah. You know, this is my reason. It's done, you know, whatever. It is what it is. And kind of like let them have the negative assumption that your reasonings are flawed or not whole. Or you can stand by them. Which kind of puts you in the position of arguing a position. So I had to be like, look, man, these are the reasons I don't like him. And these are the parts of this of my reasonings that you can look into. And these are the parts that are just my opinion. And it is what it is. Luckily, this dude seemed like he would, you know, he wasn't an Elon sycophant. Okay, so he wasn't, like, defensive about any of it. He's like, oh, is that true? Wow, I didn't know that. And probably we'll go look into it to see if I'm bullshitting him. But I wouldn't bullshit you. I wouldn't. Occasionally, I get my details wrong, you know. But I wouldn't bullshit you, buddy. So, but I'm not ever into doing stuff like that. There was a fellow I was working with there for a minute, man. If you listen to some past episodes, I think I mentioned him. And easy enough to get along with guy, but he took this turn. I can't remember what he mentioned that set it off, but it was a very similar thing. It was somebody like Jordan Peterson or something. And I had to be like, yeah, I'm aware of who he is. Never read him. Not into it, which isn't even true. I read 12 Rules for Life in rehab or prison, one, and wasn't impressed. I read a lot of self-help shit, you know. Some stuff sticks out, some stuff doesn't. I remember reading it and not being super impressed, but not being disgusted by anything in it, for sure. But anyhow, I was like, nah, dude, don't really know him, yada yada. He's like, oh, you gotta check him out, and he starts, like, spewing this shit he's talked. And so at that point, I gotta let him know that's not my line of thinking. At which point he revealed to me that he was basically, I wouldn't say he was an alt-right freak, where I would expect him to go out and, like, join the Proud Boys or carry a tiki torch or do a January 6th type of thing. But he definitely held those very online right sort of opinions. And he started making it his job to talk about them all the time and try to sway me. And that's something I'm just not a fan of. And I remember there being a real hypocrisy to it, because one of his early criticisms of the quote-unquote left was that they can't take somebody else having an opinion. Everybody has to think like them. It's a fucking 1984, which I know for a fact he didn't read, because I dropped multiple bits from it on him. Different times, and he had no clue what I was talking about. But we quoted all the time. He's like, you got to speak their fucking language, and you got to do this. And then after a couple weeks of him just berating me with this shit, I remember being like, yo, dude, I thought you said you hated people who, you know, wouldn't just let you think the way you think and always got to be trying to change your opinion and yada yada. And of course it had zero effect on him, because people like that, they don't care if they're hypocrites. They don't even care if they're right. They just want to be powerful. They want to have the feeling of being right, of being better, of being in this. I mean, that's where that whole sort of life philosophy comes from, a place of deep insecurity. you know, white supremacists have to feel that their race alone grants them some sort of power, because they feel none in their personal lives. They've done nothing supreme in their personal life, so they have to feel entitled to it through some other means. And it's the same with all sorts of prejudices. This is the better way, and since I accept this way, I have the better power. Even if I'm in a more precarious position in life, I have this mental power that really is just like an ego when it comes to, like I said, that sort of philosophy. But either way, he was up my ass 24 hours, well, not 20, 10 hours a day, 4 days a week, sometimes five, just trying to sway me on shit. Constantly. Shit that he had no chance of swaying me on. Shit that he was woefully misinformed. Things that I could tell him, like, no, that's incorrect. Google it in front of me right now. He'd be wrong, but still not change his opinion. That was frustrating to deal with. And I never want to be that guy on somebody, no matter how right I think I am. So I just don't. Unless somebody's really hounding me for my opinion on something, I'm not big on offering it. Speaking of, I also don't like giving or getting unwarranted recommendations. If I ask somebody for their opinion on something, it means I think they have a similar enough taste on the subject matter, whether it's an opinion on a movie or a band or a restaurant or what have you, that it's going to be a hit with me. And I know that the shit that I dig, most people, it might not be in their wheelhouse. So I'm not just going to say, check this out, check this out. Here's what I think about this. Not accounting for close friends and shit like that. But in the workplace, certainly not. And I made the mistake shooting the shit about a guy with comedy. Another dude I know a little bit better at work that I've smoked with and shit like that. And we listen to a lot of similar guys. He listens to a few that I don't. Like, he's not so much a Rogan head, but he's into a few of the other big guys, like Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer and these guys that I don't listen to myself. Nothing against them at all. Just not my, it's like genres of music, dude. You got, you know, pop and rock and rap, and just because I don't listen to songs in one genre doesn't mean I hate the genre, you know. There might be some bangers in there that I actually vibe to. Country music. They got about probably a couple thousand bangers. But 90% of the shit that's out there that you hear, you're just not a fan of. And that's how it is with certain genres of comedy. Alright? That's how I feel about Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer and them. But he's a big fan of them. He's also a big fan of some of the other big hitters that I think are like, all that are, I agree, are fucking really excellent, like Theo Von and Shane Gillis and fucking Dan Soder and shit. I tried turning him on to Stavros Halkias, who's in the same sort of wheelhouse, and he hadn't checked him out yet, but I was like, well, you know, if you're not going to check that one out, check this other one out, because there's a lot of clips of the best bits on YouTube. I'm not going to name it because I don't want people to know how shitty my taste is on anything. And especially because of the way the incident went down. But I put it on for him. I found him a good clip. It's like a 20-minute clip. I said, hey, just listen to, like, you know, the first 5 minutes. And if you like it, keep listening to it. If not, turn it off. But either way, let me know what you think. Because it's a little bit different. It's, you know, it's not the same style of comedy as those guys. It's a lot more fucking, like, bit-oriented and not told, spoken, joke-oriented and stuff like that. Anyway, he wasn't a fan. I gave it, like, half an hour, kind of forgot about it, had a phone call, went back over to him. I was like, how far did you get? He's like, I'm not going to lie, dude, I got about 18 minutes in to the 20 minutes, but I'm not trying to be an asshole. I did not care for it at all. To me, it sounded like some guys who thought they were way funnier than they were. And then the only part of his, comment, his review that rubbed me the wrong way was he was like, well, you know, me and my friends sit around and do jokes like this, and they're way funnier. So in my head, I'm like, okay. We tell jokes all the time. And the kid is pretty funny. He's got a good sense of humor. But I know he's not funnier than these guys. I don't know how funny his friends are. But you're talking about professional comedians that might not have hit big yet, but, you know, like I said, I'm not going to name them. But they're up there. They're friends with these dudes in the big leagues. They're known in the game. Okay? And everybody thinks they and their friends are funnier than whoever. And the main reason, all right, I've said a million times that I want to do an open mic. I might go try doing stand-up comedy. I've had a pretty easy time making a couple people around me in my personal life chuckle growing up, all right, getting some guffaws out, some yuck-em-ups. However, it's not the nerves of just doing it in front of people that stop me. It's the fact that, well, you know, most people are like that. Everybody knows somebody funny. I know people that have made me die laughing, just shooting the shit. But that's a lot different than putting together an act and being good at it in that manner. And I don't know if I could do that. All right, so that's why I haven't. I'm not, you know, I like to know pretty much right away how good I'm going to be at something. And that's the downside, is you got to actually go do the full thing in front of people to find out. But anyhow, I think everybody thinks that to an extent. And, you know, I got no doubt that this dude and his friends are funny. But it was just a weird, like, yeah, dude, I know. Like, a lot of people say that. It's kind of like this, dude, our life is a movie. Oh, dude, we could write a show. We should write a movie together. We could write a comedy show. We could do sketches. It's like everybody says that. I've tried to do it with people. People say that, and I've always wanted to write a variety of shit. There's all kinds of different shit I've wanted to try, but you get with people who say they want to do it, and then they're like, well, you know, I don't really have anything. Can't think of anything. Or they start flaking on the scheduling, and you never get anything done. But anyhow, don't give your opinions to people. Don't give recommendations. People don't like what I like. And it sucks because I'm not a gatekeeper. I try to turn people on, I've in the past, to things that I like. And I get painfully negative responses sometimes. And when you enjoy something, especially I find like a piece of art or entertainment of some kind, which is interchangeable there in my opinion, you get like a kind of a attachment to it, and when somebody else doesn't like it, it's easy to take offense. And I try not to be that way. But when you like, say you specifically recommend something to somebody because you think that they will like it, it made you think about them, and then they don't like it, I know that can hurt. And I've had to be the one to, I'll never tell somebody that. I've had people, many people send me funny videos. It's like, dude, this made me think of you. I laughed so hard. And I'm just, you know, stone-faced watching it. Not even a bit of humor in it, in my opinion. But I tell them, LOL, that's hilarious, bro. I'll never say, you don't understand me, dude. This isn't my type of comedy. I don't enjoy it. Would never say something like that. And I've never had those words said to me, but every once in a while you give somebody a recommendation, and when they don't enjoy it, it hurts. I know a lot of people are like that with music. Especially, they'll be like, you know, you show somebody your favorite band that you really love, and they have something negative to say about it, which I find most people are pretty chill about things. You don't meet as many snobs out in the real world as you used to about the sorts of arts and entertainment that you enjoy. I think people kind of just let people do their own thing for the most part these days, which is nice. Most folks won't tell you outright, like, dude, this was fucking ass. I hated it. I think it's trite garbage. They'll tell you, like, eh, not my cup of tea, man. And that's how I try to respond to people, even if I do think it's garbage. But that being said, even when somebody's like, eh, I'm really not feeling it, man, that can also be damaging to the psyche. That can also hurt you. If you're, you know, deep into the things you're into. Some people like their arts and entertainments casually. And they don't get really wrapped up in any sort of emotional bond with it. Maybe it's an autistic trait. I don't know. You'll have to excuse me because as a human being, I've become literally deathly addicted to water. If I don't drink it, I feel like I'm going to die. It's crazy. It's the craziest thing. Let's see what else. What else has been going on in my personal life? Oh, if you've made it this far, I am booking guests for future episodes of the show, both free episodes and Patreon episodes. I'm looking for some people that want to just come on and riff and be funny and joke around about nothing. People that have specific topics. People that don't have specific topics but are interested in conversation. Whatever. I'm casting a wide net. This ain't the goddamn, you know, fucking celebrity watch list, dude. This is whoever wants to come on that doesn't suck. Let's practice some self-awareness here, dude. And don't nobody that sucks reach out to me. I don't think nobody that sucks listens to this show. I wouldn't think. That would blow my mind. That would literally, that would fellate me mentally, dude. Mental fellatio. Like I said earlier, holidays coming up. I got a nice long break around Christmas time. And then into January, early February, flying out to San Diego to see a buddy. Pretty stoked about all that. What else was I gonna, I went to a, thank you, Roscoe, nice hot cocoa and things to talk about. Went to a local comedy show at a, historic theater in my small town that they've recently, been remodeling and hosting events at. Now, I'll be honest with you, I go into this thing, I expect it's $10, does say 18 and up, gonna be a bar and shit. But I expect small town, semi-family friendly, probably clean comedy, probably any jokes that are slightly near the edge, probably will not get a positive reaction. But I'll tell you what, dude, I was pleasantly wrong as fuck. They had 10 regional comedians from Indianapolis, Louisville, Cincinnati, Columbus, that were all good. They were all good. Couple different styles of comedy in there. Some stuff a little bit more, you know, blue than others. Fucking cursing and all that. And I mean, the thing that was most surprising is just that how good all the comedians were. I didn't know. I mean, it's to be expected. With any art form, you're always going to have good people local that you haven't heard about yet. But yeah, dude, surprise, these dudes were... I've seen local comics before at other smaller shows and opening for people. And they're not always professional level. But I would say any one of these guys that we saw at the Ohio Theater, I would put up there... I would wager, you know, you could pass any one of them a fucking 20, 30 minute special and it would do just as well as any professional comedian, minus the factor of like the fame, recognition, drawing people in. But as far as just quality of content, there's some good shit. Hell, why don't I give you some names, at least the ones that were on this flyer they had. And you guys can look any of them up if you want to. They all have, I'm sure, Instagram or TikToks. Nariah Romero was one. Cleveland Jackson. Eric Groovely. Caitlin Minoski. Will McKenzie. Gotta say, I think he might have been my favorite of the night. Connor Tweel. Spelled like 12, but with no V. Devin Glass, Lena Beamish, and Griffin Sciarra. Host, guy named Luke Willoughby, who I believe was out of Indianapolis, and he was also very funny. He might have been my second favorite of the night. And he was, I mean, he probably had 20 minutes worth of material. Each comic did 20 minutes, but he probably opened with 10 minutes, but then he went up for like 2 minutes in between each comedian. So I think he probably did a 20 as well. But they were all great, dude. They were all... And like I said, also expected the crowd not to respond well to anything that was like, even, I thought like curse words and shit. But no, the crowd was super into it. The only negative aspect of the crowd was a couple of hecklers, one of which was like a real actual drunk heckler, a dude I know actually, not that well, but I've smoked a J with him once, buddy of mine's neighbor. We watched him carry in double fisting, okay, so at once, two beers in each hand, Coors Lights or fucking something. Some white can I got was a little distance away, but looked like Coors Lights. Okay, four of them at once, carried to a seat. We watched him do this three separate times throughout the show prior to him being kicked out. All right, so 12 beers in, and he's shouting. He's doing that thing where the comedian's like, yeah, broke up with my girlfriend recently. And he's like, whoo, God dang, woo, that sucks, man. You know, just fucking yelling nonsensical kind of one-line responses to what he's saying. And that was annoying enough. And many people did comment on it, and he did end up getting kicked out. They didn't really, you know, they wasn't trying to do no crowd work or nothing. There was like a couple people fucked with him a bit, but like, hey, keep it down, chill out. People said some mean stuff to him, but in a jest, in jest, an infinite jest. But the part that the hecklers that annoyed me the most were these two separate pair of ladies. The four seats directly behind me were all empty, but on the left and the right, there were two different sets. One was two ladies together, and one was one lady and her husband. And all the ladies and the husband were all talking during the show to each other, but also back at the comedian at about the vocal volume I'm using right now. As if you're sitting across the table from somebody, the comedian would say, anybody here been to an airport? Anybody here ever fly? And they'd be like, oh yeah, we used to fly all the time, but it's been, what's it been, honey? A year? Maybe a year and a half since we've flown. Wow. Wow, time flies. Time flies. You should tell him that one after the show, babe. He'll like that. And then they'll be somewhere else in the joke, and they'll be like, yeah, the bad thing about leaving your toothbrush somewhere. Oh, there's many bad things, aren't there, honey? There's many bad things about leaving your toothbrush places. Number one, how are you going to brush your teeth? Just like literally acting as if they're a part of the show, but not in a super disruptive manner. Nobody outside of the immediate vicinity could probably hear the motherfuckers. But I heard them. It was disturbing to me. And that was really the only negative side. The comedians hung around after, took pictures, stuff like that. It was nice to see it in a smaller town. They say they're going to do more of them. But it's a good switch up. Good, some other kind of event to go to. Plenty of live music here, but with the exception of a few good, like, bands, rock, R&B, blues type of bands, including my buddy Jordan's, Jordan Wilson, plays over here all the time. Most of it is just kind of, I mean, Southern rock or fucking Mumford & Sons wannabe, like, stomp, stomp, clap, fucking got a beard and a big ass hat type of music. You know what I mean? It's not my cup of tea. Matter of fact, it's ass. Not a fan of it at all. But there's a lot of just the same fucking garbage around for music. Now, there's plenty of talented musicians still playing around here. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's a couple dozen acts you can see. But this place, like I said, has a shitload of live music. There's a bunch of bands. A good amount of them do suck, which is unfortunate. But, you know, music isn't all... Also, you know, I love going to shows. I love going to see live music of all types. We went to a fucking orchestra a few weeks back, but it's not the only thing I like to do. It's nice to have other things. Go see a movie. Go see a comedy show. You know, that same venue had a film festival, second year horror film festival, and they did like a costume party, prom, adult prom afterwards. It was a good time, man. It's nice to do stuff like that. Moving back to the news, it's looking like these Republican primary debates are just dead in the water. I don't know what these folks are doing out there. I don't know what any of them are doing, right? Like, let's be clear, everybody sucks. But this particular group of individuals, there's not a fucking glimmer, a glance, a drop, a driplet of charisma betwixt the fucking group of them, man. It's really a sad sight. And I'm not saying Trump was anything special, but at least he roasted those other fucking scumbags, man. I wish you saw that more often. Like, they should be roasting each other. All these people have very bad things going on in their personalities for the most part. So that should be pointed out. And obviously the news media and the fucking debate moderators aren't going to be the ones to do it. So do a little roasting, dude. Put these motherfuckers out on Front Street. Let them know what's crappening. Because it's boring out there. And this whole situation is fucked up and I hate it. Dude, I just got around to watching that hilarious-ass interview Buttfucker Carlson did with the crackhead. Oh, boy. That shit was good, bro. God damn, buddy. That shit was insane. Listen, I don't even think it's crazy to think that any president, not just Obama, you could tell me this about the Bush, the utter Bush, the Clinton, the Reagan, the Trump. You could tell me about any of them. You tell me today, smoke a little crack sometimes and like to fuck a man. I don't think that's nuts. I think that probably is going on all the time. But this particular man, this particular dry, chafed, dirty butt-ass crackhead did not get sucked upon by, nor was he allowed to suck upon, no presidential cock, dude. Didn't happen. I can see right through it, dude. I can spot a liar from a mile away. And this dude's on all the bullshit. The most copious amount of nonsense you ever fucking would behold. You've ever laid your eyes on. You've ever fucking set sights upon. He didn't suck no president's dick, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But the most insane part is the people that are just like, oh, yeah. See? Everybody, I told you it was true. This crackhead said that he sucked off President Obama. And that Obama sucked on him and they smoked crack together in a limo. And they just think that that's it. That's all you need. Case closed. And it's fucking absolutely shit-stained insane. All right. You can take one look at the dude and know he's never even sucked off a man in a fucking blazer, let alone the fucking president. I don't mean a Chevy blazer. I mean the jacket, motherfucker. I done told you to read a book. All right, crack one open. A chapter book, dude. Not none of this motherfucking pokey little puppy, dude. None of these little fucking gold-spined children's books. You gotta read something advanced. Crack open East of Eden or some shit, dude. Something that's like an 8th or 9th grade level. None of this boxcar children, you sack of fucking meat. But yeah, he didn't suck that dude off. Now, like I said before, I don't care. I just don't get what the end game in this particular conspiracy theory is, right? Like, I mean, that's kind of how you figure out if any conspiracy theory really makes sense. See if the end game makes sense. I don't know what the end game in Obama becoming president and not really doing anything cool while he was in office, but being secretly gay and a crackhead and having a transgender wife. What's the end game of that conspiracy? What, he just really wanted to be president, so he had to hide the fact that he was a crackhead and all this shit? Like, no, dude. It's just not. If the president was secretly going out every once in a while. Which, look, you can casually smoke crack. You can't, specifically. But it can be done, all right, by the right seasoned individuals. He might be going out on a weekend or two while he's in the Oval Office saying, Michelle, get the Secret Service boys ready. I'm going to go fuck me a man and smoke crack cocaine. He might be doing that, okay? But he's going to a nice fuck joint. He's getting him a shaved up, smooth, moisturized skin young fella who probably doesn't smoke crack cocaine. All right? He's going to smoke the crack cocaine and then he's going to fuck this guy. He's not going and telling him, hey man, pick up a fucking crackhead from under the bridge, Secret Service, and bring him to me, to the limousine, so I can smoke crack with him. And with his burn ass, herpes infested lips, and get sucked upon. It's just not happening. Use your fucking head. Here's the end game of all conspiracies. Really think about this, dude. All the conspiracies that are happening are so that all the people who have all the money right now get to have more and keep what they have. And anything goes for that goal, so anything's on the table. So any conspiracy about that happening makes sense, because why wouldn't they? Anybody who's got all the shit wants to keep all the shit. Nobody's like, oh, dude, I've got so much awesome shit, time to give it all away. At least not these fucking cock-smoking sons of bitches. So use your goddamn brain for once in your miserable life, okay? And if I'm not talking to you, you know I'm not talking to you. I'd never say something like that to you. I love you. I love you more than anything. I think of you as another part of myself, and I wouldn't treat myself that way, so I certainly wouldn't treat you that way. But if I am talking to you, get wrecked. Get wrecked and cash a check, bitch, because you got moves to make. Obama, if you're looking for somebody to smoke crack with, dude, I ain't going to suck you off. I might let you touch me, though. But you're going to have to tell me some shit. You're going to have to let me in on some secrets, dude. I ain't going to tell nobody. I'm not going to talk about it on this podcast. Only on the Patreon, maybe. What else we got into? So look, I did a little survey at work today, dude. I asked 7 people. And this is just in addition to everybody I've known in my entire lifespan. But I said, look, have you ever been to Idaho? Follow-up question. Have you ever known anybody who's either been to Idaho or drove through Idaho or known somebody who's been there or been from there? And the answer is fucking no. Okay? I used to keep a pretty good track of the analytics of this podcast when it was getting a pretty decent bit of downloads. And I had downloads in like 90 countries. And every single U.S. state except for the state of Idaho. Never met a person who's been there. Never met a person who's driven through there. Not a layover on a plane. Not going through on a Greyhound bus or a motherfucking train. Alright? I do not want the Idaho. It's not real, Sam the Ho. It's not there. I don't mean to rhyme on you. I don't mean to fucking drop bars so hard. But I don't believe the state is there. It's some sort of interdimensional vortex or intergalactic prison colony. I don't know what's there. One guy, one time when I was in prison, said to me, hey, you know, one time I was headed towards Washington State and was coming up on Idaho and saw the sign, said, hey, welcome to the great state of Idaho. And then less than 2 seconds later, I'm passing another sign that says, thank you for visiting the wonderful state of Idaho. Look down at my dashboard clock, 17 hours had passed. My asshole was aflame, prolapsed, hanging all the way down to the back of my kneecaps. Didn't know what had happened, where I'd been, but I was parked somewhere in the eastern Washington wilderness, freezing my ass off on a rainy winter night. All I know is I'll never go anywhere near the border nor the inside mass of Idaho ever again. He said that to me, and I said, buddy, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm trying to eat ramen noodles and play dominoes, motherfucker. But now I look back on that, and I say, gee golly fucking willikers. He was on to something. There is no Idaho. There's barely an Iowa. All right, don't look at a map. Be the map. Walk through there, dude. See what you see. Nothing. I have decided, since everybody already thinks I'm weird, and I think that I'm badass, that I'm going to start carrying a bunch of knives around. Not as weapons. I'm not carrying around a bunch of knives around so I can stab a bunch of different people and leave the knives in them. I'm just going to be that dude who has a bunch of knives. I'm going to have, at like, literally as much, as many foldable pocket knives of different varieties as can fit in the pockets of my JNCO jeans. I'm thinking like 20 in each, different little folding buck knives and case knives and Rough Riders and shit like that, just stuffed in there, dude. 20 in each fucking pocket, probably 40 in each back pocket. The rims of each pocket, clip-on knives, dude. Mostly, probably, front pockets, all switchblades. Back pockets, all butterfly knives. Belt, 360 daggers, all the way around, dude. Just absolute. You seen those bullet belts? Imagine all the bullets are daggers. All right, I've got knives all the way around my ankles, in my boots. All right, both feet. In addition to the daggers, on each side, I've got two scythes. All right, they're fucking 2 feet long, doing serious damage. I'm dual wielding. I got long ass fucking broadswords in an X across my fucking back. All right, I weigh 140 pounds. I've got 196 pounds of knives and cutlery on me. I'm bogged down. I'm dragging my ass through the fucking streets. But guess what? Everybody's gonna know I love anime, dude. Everybody's gonna know that I have a big fucking ball bag and the dick does not scale up. And it's gonna be sick. People need to know that about me. People deserve to know that about me. Knowing that is better than knowing any of my opinions, my taste, my wants, my desires, my hopes, my dreams. You don't need to know that. You need to know I'm packing fucking wood and enough knives to open my own goddamn Benihana's. What do you call those places? The grill, or the grill in front of you? It's not the restaurant. Yeah, Roscoe. I know the restaurant, the chain, is called Benihana's. But that's a specific type of fucking restaurant. There's other ones where they cook in front of you. It's called a fucking something or other grill. Yes, it is, you dumbass. Put it in Google. What's it say? Hibachi grill. You stupid sack of shit. How do you feel? How do you feel right now? Shame? Self-pity? Remorse, even? You shouldn't, dude. Don't beat yourself up. I couldn't remember. You were in complete denial. I simply couldn't remember a fact that I did know. But that's okay. It's all right not to know things. And it is also okay to think that because you don't know a thing, that thing doesn't exist. But to argue that point against me? Jesus. Louises. I'm going to smack you in the face with several grilled cheeses, dude. Count your fucking days. Count your blessings. Alright? I'll count this curse. I'll count my pubic hairs. And it's going to take me a long fucking time. You need to understand that. Your mother and father need to understand that. You know, I'll close out with this. Talking to these people at work, you know, thought I could let my guard down. Thought I could be myself a little bit. One fellow in particular couldn't stand literally, I don't know if it was that he couldn't stand it. He just couldn't believe my political opinion. He said, "What are you? Some kind of liberal Democrat?" I said, "No, sir. No, sir, I'm not a liberal nor a Democrat." He said, "God, what are you? Sound like a goddamn socialist." I said, "Some by some folks' definition, not by my own." He said, "Well, let me be the first to fucking tell you, socialism don't work. Sounds good on paper, but it never works. Sounds good. Reads good on paper, but it never works. Okay? You know what works? You know what works? Ronald Reagan had it right. All right, you let the rich people, the smart people, and they are rich because they're smart, you let them take all the money, all right? And due to their infinite wisdom, okay, they're going to know the best way to allow that wealth to trickle down to the lower classes. They're going to know how to expedite it. They're going to know how to make it efficient. They're going to know how to make it sufficient. They're just going to be fucking perfect at it. Way better than poor people could handle their own money." I'm going to say, "Listen, dude." I said, "Ronald Reagan is currently getting butt-fucked by 6 different versions of Satan from 8 different religions in hell right now. And he's going to be getting that treatment for the rest of eternity. Because though I do not believe in hell, I do believe that a special one was created out of nothing. The moment that Ronald Wilson Reagan died, so that his soul could be housed somewhere in permanent torture for all eternity. I don't believe in any of that nonsense. He said, sir, he said this to me, he called me sir. He said, I disrespect everything you say. I have no respect for it. So I openly disrespect it. Now, everything aside that you just said about our beloved Prince of Darkness, Ronald Wilson Reagan, who has 6 letters in each name, 666. Okay, all that aside, how dare you say you don't believe in trickle-down economics? I mean, that's the only type of economics there is. It works. If that doesn't work, then what's all this for? I said, dude, calm down. You don't need to get worked up. You don't need to cry. You don't need to bellyache, and you don't need to turn yellow. I never said that I don't believe in trickle-down. I do. I believe in my nut trickling down the back of your dad's throat.